American Language Course, Book 21, Tape 1C. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 1C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the text. Take very good notes because you will rewrite the text later. You will hear the text twice.
Our rainforests are disappearing at the rate of 50 acres per minute. At this rate, our forests will be gone before our scientists begin to understand their complicated life systems. There are many things threatening these forests. Trees are cut and used for wood. Land is cleared for farming and for building roads. After the trees are cut, their roots no longer hold the soil. When the rainstorms come, the soil is rapidly washed away. Since the land is not good for farming for very long, more trees have to be cut. Some of the forests are found in poor countries. These countries need the money they get for the wood. Also, they need the land for farming. It's difficult to protect the forests. However, scientists are afraid that if these forests disappear, the supply of oxygen will be used up. The destruction of the rainforests puts the whole world in danger.
Listen again.
Our rainforests are disappearing at the rate of 50 acres per minute. At this rate, our forests will be gone before our scientists begin to understand their complicated life systems. There are many things threatening these forests. Trees are cut and used for wood. Land is cleared for farming and for building roads. After the trees are cut, their roots no longer hold the soil. When the rainstorms come, the soil is rapidly washed away. Since the land is not good for farming for very long, more trees have to be cut. Some of the forests are found in poor countries. These countries need the money they get for the wood. Also, the land is needed for farming. It's difficult to protect the forests. However, scientists are afraid that if these forests disappear, the supply of oxygen will be used up. The destruction of the rainforests puts the whole world in danger.
Now, go to Figure 2 and rewrite the paragraph. After this tape ends, go to the answer page for this figure and compare your paragraph. Ask your instructor to check your paragraph.
Go to figure 3. Now repeat these short dialogues. The first time, repeat both the question and the answer. The second time, say the answer only. Repeat the question and the answer.
Does Nancy like to walk?
She likes to take short walks, not long ones. Now answer the question.
Does Nancy like to walk?
Repeat dialogue 2.
Did Sid buy that new car?
He bought the red one, not the blue one. Answer the question.
Did Sid buy that new car?
Now repeat dialogue 3.
Is Fred going to leave soon?
He's going to leave Thursday instead of tomorrow. Now answer the question.
Is Fred going to leave soon?
Repeat dialogue 4.
Are you going to Lisa's party?
Yes, but I'll be arriving early, not late. Now answer the question.
Are you going to Lisa's party?
Repeat dialogue 5.
Will Sergeant Allen be here for the briefing?
Sergeant Rogers will be here, not Sergeant Allen. Now answer the question.
Will Sergeant Allen be here for the briefing?
Go to figure 4. Read and listen to what these people say. Then answer the questions. Let's do the example.
What was John talking about when you came in the room?
What did Mike ask?
He asked what John had been talking about when I came in the room. Repeat. He asked what John had been talking about. When I came in the room. Number 1.
Was Carla keeping up with all the office news while she was on leave?
What did she ask?
Repeat. She asked if Carla had been keeping up with all the office news while she was on leave. Number 2. I was eating breakfast when you came by.
What did he say?
Repeat. He said that he had been eating breakfast when I came by.
Number 3.
What were you doing when I called last night?
What did Fred ask?
Repeat. He asked what I had been doing when he called last night. Number 4.
Was Sue standing on the corner of Main and Martin when you saw her?
What did John ask?
Repeat. He asked if Sue had been standing on the corner of Main and Martin when I saw her. Number 5.
I was reading while the television special was on.
What did Kathy say? Repeat. She said she had been reading while the television special was on. Go to figure 5. Listen to these sentences and write the missing words.
Number 1. Larry is eating a large portion of the cake. Number 2. I heard that there's a 90% chance of rain tomorrow. In that case, I'll take my umbrella. Number 3. His parents contributed greatly to his success. Number 4. The average rainfall for this area is 21 inches of rain each year. Number 5. Smoking is not a healthy habit. Number 6. Sergeant Sanders expected all the soldiers to keep up with him during the PT. Number 7. It just occurred to me that I needed to thank Mr. Nelson for all the time he spent on the project. Number 8. The population growth in this area has been small.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is portion, P-O-R-T-I-O-N. Number 2 is in that case, I-N-N-T-H-A-T, that, C-A-S-E, case. Number 3 is contributed, C-O-N-T-R-I-B-U-T-E-D. Number 4 is average, A-V-E-R-A-G-E. Number 5 is habit, H-A-B-I-T. Number 6 is keep up with, K-E-E-P, keep, U-P, up, W-I-T-H, with. Number 7 is occurred, O-C-C. C-U-R-R-E-D. Number 8 is growth, G-R-O-W-T-H.
Now go to figure 6. Listen to the dialogues, then complete the sentences. Write the answers on the lines. Listen to the example.
I was sleeping when you called.
What did he say?
Repeat. Ted said that he had been sleeping when I called.
Number 1.
I was enjoying the scenery in Hawaii when the accident happened.
What did Jack say? Repeat. Jack said that he had been enjoying the scenery in Hawaii when the accident happened.
Number 2.
John was studying in the library when you called me.
What did Peter say? Repeat. Peter said that John had been studying in the library when we called him.
Number 3.
I was not keeping up with the news while I was on vacation.
What did Mary say?
Mary said that she had not been keeping up with the news while she was on vacation.
Number 4.
Were you sleeping when the fire alarm went off?
What did Ben ask? Repeat. Ben asked if I had been sleeping when the fire alarm went off.
Number 5.
Where were you eating before the new mess hall opened?
What did Private Jones ask?
Repeat. He asked why I had been eating before the new mess hall opened.
This is the end of tape 1C, book 21.